8:43 here. Happy Valentine's Day as we slowly begin to wrap things up, though not before we get to the most important part of the show. Give you an opportunity to learn how pistachios can enrich your love life. Here to talk about that with us this morning is Dr. Thomas Hopkins. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic.
So the title of the topic, pistachios can enrich your love life, is one, attention-grabbing, but two, kind of a, really, what?
Really, and this is real science here. You know, there was a clinical trial that was done in men between the ages of 38 and 59 years old who had erectile dysfunction. And what they did, they really kind of put a test to this romantic folklore of pistachios. And what they found out was that those men that had erectile dysfunction, after eating 3.5 ounces of pistachios daily for about 3 weeks, they actually saw improvement. So it really was one of those, put those things, it really put it to test. And the reason why they say that probably had worked and did work, show benefits, is because the role that pistachios have as an anti-inflammatory, where it decreases inflammation of blood vessels and makes them healthier, and that's how it translates into, you know, good sexual performance.
Well, who knows?
Pistachios.
Exactly.
And it's because of the what you were saying about their anti-inflammatory. So what other, are there other foods that have those same characteristics that would be beneficial?
Well, if you look at it, one thing about it, when you talk about sexual health and this being Valentine's Day, is being heart healthy. There are other foods that are, they're power in foods, and that's what the whole point about pistachios is, that, you know, when you have eat foods that are high in antioxidants, that's important to the blood vessel flow, blood vessel health. So it's important for heart health as well. So there are a lot of foods that have antioxidant properties. You know, we've heard blueberries and fruits, and really fruits and vegetables in general. But, you know, eating nuts and pistachios in particular has been really left out as not a food group that, you know, that has that type of power, and it really does.
What other, so when you look at across the board, when you look at the way Americans eat nowadays, how much of the problems, the health and epidemic problems that we face as Americans, can be attributed directly to the junk that we eat?
Well, if you look at the number one killer of both men and women, it's heart disease, and it's closely tied to the way that we eat. And I think that's why we neglect that the power of food, and that really, look at food is medicine for a lot of folks. If you look at the diseases that we commonly see, you know, diabetes and heart disease, high cholesterol and whatnot, and even cancers, it's really tied to the way we eat, and eating too much and eating a lot of the wrong stuff. So when you talk about trying to change the diet, try to change it to where you take the power that's in food, including, you know, even nuts and the omega-3 fat. So it's not that all fats are bad. There are some essential fats that are very good to incorporate into your diet. And the other thing about pistachios, if you just put a look at that in general, you know, it has benefits on weight management. You know, have you ever sat down to eat pistachios? You can burn off a lot of calories just trying to eat the pistachios, and they're lower in calories. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it takes you out of the mood, too.
Exactly.
Okay.
Let me introduce you to my co-host, J.R. Williams.
Hi, J.R., how are you?
Well, I'm doing better now.
Do you have your pistachio, bag of pistachios sitting right next to you?
No, but I walked past some last night checking out. I didn't know I was supposed to grab them, but I will now. You will now.
Exactly.
So when was this study done?
Well, this study was done several years ago, and it was a Turkish study that was done. Really, this is recent data, if you will, when they've compiled and analyzed this to look at that. And I think it was because, you know, when you look at pistachios, there was always something mystique, and way back into time when you look at Egyptian times where they used it as a, you know, something that was more romantic, almost like as if it was an aphrodisiac. So when I first came across this, and, you know, as an internal medicine real doc, seeing patients every day, and coming across this thing, wow, there is power in that. And I didn't really recognize that, and I've been eating pistachios for a long time. So it really just illustrates another example of the fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, and incorporating that into a diet so that you can be healthy, and there's power in food.
Dr. Thomas Hopkins again joins us on the phone, internal medicine specialist, and I'm sure there's plenty of places online we could get more information, but accurate, correct information regarding this.
Well, I think one of the ways you can go direct to the www.americanpistachios.org, and on that, they have a list of all the health benefits that are specifically attributed to pistachios, and even including recipes. I mean, there's a lot of things that ways that you can cook, you know, eat and cook with pistachios, but it's just one of those things that you can throw in your diet, you know. Keep in mind the antioxidant potential, the power in foods, so that you can live a healthy, powerful life.
Sounds great. Well, listen, Dr. Hopkins, we appreciate your time this morning. All the best to you and your Valentine today.
All righty. Thank you for having me on.
You got everything lined up? You good to go?
I got pretty much. You know, I got to make a couple phone calls still yet.
Pretty much. That's every guy's answer right now at this point of the day.
All righty.
Hey, good luck, man. Thanks.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
848.